This is about Christmas songs.
This is February or March. I don't know when this episode's gonna air or people are gonna listen to it. That's in podcast world, you can listen to whenever.
See, that's the thing. That's why I'm gonna keep things completely out of order. And okay. Today we're gonna talk about Christmas songs.
All right, but this, for those of you who don't know, this is Jessie Astai. She asked me a question.
Yep.
She has now given me the topic at least
Christmas,
so I can at least know a little bit about what we're talking about. So she said, "Hey, Christmas songs." And that's it. That's all she said. So what's your fancy question? And I want it to be hard. I'm getting good at these quizzes.
It's not a quiz.
And I want the hard ones now.
Okay, so I have two questions for you as part of this.
Okay.
Okay, so what is your favorite Christmas song?
Okay, White Christmas. And go then, next.
Is that true?
Yeah. Highest grossing played song in the history of the world. I'm a winner. And I pick Christmas winners.
No,
White
is that
Christmas
true?
Is the most streamed, downloaded, played version or song ever.
Is it really?
Yeah. It
White
is.
White Christmas?
White Christmas. You didn't know that?
Which one was that?
The Bing Crosby song. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
It's actually Irving Berlin, he's the one who wrote it.
Oh, okay.
So, but Bing Crosby was the most famous version of White Christmas.
He sang a lot of Christmas
in
songs.
In 1940.
They're very, very popular. Yeah. Do you want to know my favorite song?
Well, I would love to know your favorite song.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, sung by Judy Garland.
Oh, that is a very, very sweet
song. That's my special Christmas song.
I thought it was going to be Wham. Yeah.
What are you saying?
The Wham. Which one's Wham's song?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Christmas or something like that.
It's not.
It's one of the highest grossing songs of all time.
Because people play it as a joke. Okay, no, second thing. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Okay, the next question.
Uh-huh.
What is the song that you hate or is most frustrating for you?
Oh, man, it's got to be that Mariah Carey song. Which one's the Mariah Carey one? The All I Want for Christmas is You.
You don't like that one?
Well, she's in a court battle right now about it because there might be copyright infringement.
How? Yeah. It's a Christmas song.
What do you mean it's a Christmas song? Just because you write a Christmas song.
No, but they're outside of copyright. A lot of
this
them.
This wasn't written in the 70s. Have you heard the Mariah Carey song? It wasn't written by Bach.
But Mr. Bublé sings it.
Michael Bublé.
Hillary Duff, I think, sings it.
All I Want for Christmas is You? No. They sing.
All I Want for Christmas.
Do they really?
Yeah, all lady singers have sung it at some point.
Well,
and have recorded an album of it. Would you like to hear mine? That's ridiculous.
I would love to hear yours.
So, our kids, as you know, because they are also your children,
mm-hmm.
Have started to become more aware of songs and their meanings and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of your punk rock can no longer be played in the car. But one of the songs that was really funny that they started to realize was an issue was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I know.
We had to explain these different things without, like...
Whoever wrote that song was like, come on.
Yeah.
Kids are going to listen to this and they're going to get messed up.
Yeah. So finally I'm like, yeah, I...
It's a single mom.
She's kissing Santa Claus.
It's Mrs. Claus. Because Santa's got a Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's Mrs. Claus and that Santa Claus is coming down and going and putting the presents under his own tree, and therefore, do you realize the conversation that we had to have because this song exists?
We had to get creative on that one. We've got some smart kids, I'm not gonna lie, but we had to get creative on that one.
Yeah, well, and the one I like is the one where the parents can't wait till school starts again, and then they do the crazy like.
Yeah,
that one is my most favorite because I like to imitate the parents as they're like crazy laughing.
Which song is that one again?
It's beginning.
Oh, the look like Christmas. If you haven't heard that one, listen to the laugh, and you'll say,
whoa.
"These are psychopathic people."
Yeah,
or their kids are. Like
when they
go
really
back to school.
Need them
they
to go
really
back.
Need back to school.
They really need them to go back. Yeah.
I like it. I got some facts.
So do I.
Well, I'll give you my facts, and then you go for yours.
That sounds good.
Top earning Christmas songs, yearly royalties.
White Christmas.
White Christmas was up there. Yeah, it makes $65 million in the estimated earnings.
Who gets paid for these?
The writers and the performers and
so
whoever owns the copyrights. Or
you get a little check.
Mm-hmm.
Each year,
yeah,
in
like
the
when
mail?
When Spotify, you get 15 million downloads on Spotify, you get a check for 6 cents, and then you're good. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, 60 million estimated earnings.
Whoa!
Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the 1934 version, 50 million. Mel Tomé, The Christmas Song, 45 million.
Whoa!
Wham! Boom!
Wham!
Wham! Last Christmas. That's it.
Last Christmas. I gave you my heart.
Yeah, we should not be singing on this podcast. $500,000 a year.
What?
Yeah, but George Michael's no longer with us, so I don't know who that goes to. Anyway.
Huh. That's
there's my facts.
Wait,
you're welcome.
So does that money spread out between, like you said, the writer and the artist and the
I guess
whoever
owns the rights to the royalties. So songs have royalties.
Yeah.
Just like a movie has royalties. So you get a percentage of sales. Oh. So if it's a record, they're mm-hmm. going to put it out there and they get all the money. And then you say, well, you wrote it, so I'm going to give you 1%. And they get a percent. And then you say, well, you performed it, I'm giving you 6%. They get 6% or whatever.
Do you think it makes sense to write a and or to perform a Christmas song because it comes back every year versus like
yeah, they say if you write a successful Christmas song, you make more money than you know what to do with because it gets played year after year.
Especially
after year.
Like if you get on those top 10 Christmas song lists. Yeah, because people listen to the same songs every single year.
And just like we know you listen to it all year round, not just on Christmas.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Middle of summer, you're listening to your
Have
Christmas
yourself
songs.
A Merry Little Christmas.
Yep, exactly.
That's a good one.
What are your facts?
Okay, so Christmas songs were purely religious until 1901.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, so... Added in 1901, we started singing it outside of religious services.
Okay.
And we started adding Western themes like Santa Claus, elves, reindeer, things like that. That actually wasn't part of this. It was mainly around religious practices and
singing about Jesus. Okay.
And then we started adding some other things in there. Jingle Bells, which was written in 1857. Not about Christmas. Not at all.
What?
Yeah.
It's just about horses?
Riding in a sleigh.
Mm-hmm. Not even a Santa sleigh.
Just
a regular sleigh?
Because it was how people actually got around. Like, it was a single horse sleigh.
So that'd be like someone today singing a song about Uber.
Kind of, yeah. Or their car, just their EV. Zooming in my EV.
That is a top. Why have you not produced that song? Right there. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
that makes sense.
And
it's
then
not a Christmas song. It's just a song about a sleigh.
Yeah. And then hundreds of years later, we're singing it as a Christmas song. And everybody's like, it's totally about Christmas. Jingling those bells.
Okay.
Okay. So this is one of my favorite things. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Uh-huh.
Big fan. It was actually a story promotion or a storybook that was created as a promotional item given away in 1939 at the Montgomery Ward department store.
I do know this story. Yep.
Yeah. By Robert L. May. So he was just given this assignment. He came up with it. He wrote this little storybook. The Montgomery Ward department store actually had copyright over it, and they actually gave it to him because they're like, we did.
This is stupid. This is not going to catch on. Well, I could not see a claymation movie being made about this.
Absolutely
not. It's yours. We don't care. Get out of here.
Because after that first year of promotion, they're like, oh, we don't need this anymore because we're going to move on to the next promotional item. We don't need this anymore. Robert, here you go.
Did the copyright, is it up on that, on Rudolph? Or does he get royalties every time someone does a Rudolph thing?
That's actually a good point.
I bet you expired it.
It probably expired because isn't it 100 years?
No, I think it's less than that, but you can extend it.
Oh, okay. So I don't know exactly how that went, but it was still under copyright when Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was produced.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1950, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the song, was made by songwriter Johnny Marks.
Okay, Johnny Marks.
And it obviously became a very popular song, and it eventually moved into movies and sequels and all of the various merchandise. But... It was kind of interesting because it was obviously it wasn't something until very recent. So being created in 1939, I apologize, and then moving into it didn't even move into a song until 1950. So that's kind of a big amount of time.
Yeah, there's like Rudolph is new. He's new niche.
He's a new addition because Rudolph was never part of the original sleigh. It was a play on the Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen on that. The Night Before Christmas, it was a play off of that where he needed to add a Christmas character and he created Rudolph. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
There you go. That's cocktail party worthy.
Yeah, see?
I like that.
At a Christmas party?
Yeah.
Later
so,
on?
So 7 months, barbecue? 9 months, 10 months from now when you go to your Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. So
you should probably write this in pencil if you want to remember it.
Exactly.
So go listen to the pencil episode. You'll know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, if you just jumped right in this one, you say, what the heck is he talking about?
Pencils?
Okay. That's what we got for Christmas songs.
That's what I got for Christmas songs.
All right. Well, this one had some facts.
It did have facts.
I appreciate the facts. From on, I think our listeners appreciate the facts.
It's kind of interesting.
We'll give a little bit of opinion, but we'll give some facts. Well, I think this is a good direction.
It's a good balance. I feel like this is a balance.
Okay. I like it. So there is Christmas songs. So go out there and listen to Wham! Last Christmas.
No.
Because it's amazing.
It's not.
It is. I'm putting it on right now. You should too. No. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. This was Jesse Asked Ty. We'll see you on the next one.